mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Huge broadcast lined up for you today on this 24th day of July 2006, this Monday edition. Clifford Carnicom, who's been one of the leading experts exposing chemical spraying in our skies, will be joining us coming up in the second hour today. We'll be talking about chemtrails, biological, chemical, radiological testing going on in the United States and worldwide. So that's coming up later. We'll also get into all of the national, international news, a lot of police state news today. We'll have open phones here in the first hour at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're dedicated to defending liberty, resisting tyranny, standing up against enemies foreign and domestic. It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong and exposing the New World Order that is attempting to dismantle the sovereignty of the United States and use the United States, what's left of it, as an engine of world government. Israelis signal it may accept foreign forces on its border, except UN, US, European Union, / NATO-led troops. We'll be getting into that. And they're saying, we're not stopping now, says defiant Israeli generals. Continuing, heavy fighting continues deeper into Lebanon. Israeli forces moved in about a week ago, a week into the fighting. We're now into day 14 today. And there had really been some fighting in the weeks before that, but they're officially saying it's 14 days since this new war started, and now they're moving even deeper, seizing several more villages. And I saw it in the Associated Press yesterday, but I couldn't believe it when I even heard it on Fox News Radio. They admitted that the Israelis have told all these innocent people to flee these villages, but then when they flee in convoys, they bomb the convoys, and when the convoys get to areas, nearby the villages to escape, the bridges themselves have been bombed. So pretty cynical by Israel. The Associated Press is dropping a huge bombshell on everybody. Soldiers in Iraq say they were ordered to kill all adult males. Individuals being charged with murdering entire families and engaging in mass murder are saying, hey, we were ordered to do this. And guess what? Remember the Ithaca Journal? Remember back in 2002... when one of the men from the military gave an interview to the Ithaca Journal, by the way, he was proud of it. It wasn't a hit piece. And said, yeah, we were ordered to go into villages and kill all men, women, and children. I didn't have time this morning to dig that out of Google. I even forget his name. I think it was something like, I forget. We'll find it. And, in fact, we should write a story about this. And then the military, the Pentagon, came out in their, quote, clarification, not a correction, but a clarification, and said, well, in certain zones, we say to kill everyone. In certain villages, that was their clarification. So we see this over and over and over again. We know they're being ordered to go in and kill everybody, but in this report, it's that they're being ordered to kill all adult males. And we know from mainstream news reports that the military in Iraq goes into entire villages and arrests everyone down to age 11, every male down to age 11. Boy, that sounds like freedom. So we're going to combine in a story about this AP report, we'll combine some of the history for you. AP, soldiers in Iraq say they were ordered to kill all adult males. El Paso, four U.S. soldiers accused of murdering suspected insurgents during a raid in Iraq said they were under orders to kill all military-age males, according to sworn statements obtained by the Associated Press. Another scary article here domestically. Federal marshals ordered to put innocent people on watch lists to meet quota. Oh, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to run through all this in more detail that I just mentioned when we get back. And we'll talk about gas prices being at all-time highs. There's just so much here. This is a overwhelming amount of news.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wide open phones today, masses of vital news and information. It's clear that Israel and the United States are escalating the crisis in the Mideast right now in Lebanon as a pretext to go into Iran and Syria, and it looks like it could be Syria first. We had been getting these reports last Thursday and Friday, but over the weekend it broke in the Times of London and the Associated Press that the Israelis first cynically ordered a whole bunch of southern villages, what, five separate major villages and towns in southern Lebanon, to evacuate. And then the evacuating groups piled on top of vehicles. Most families there don't have cars, so some vehicles in descriptions of trucks and minivans would have as many as 15 people riding in them and on them. They would pull up to areas trying to escape on their escape routes, and the bridges had already been bombed. And then here come the Israeli helicopters and the Israeli U.S. Made and paid for F-16 and F-15s, dropping 500 and 1,000-pound bombs on them and launching missiles at them. We did report on this Friday. Sunday it broke in mainstream news. I'd even gotten a few mean emails saying I was making this up and that the reporters that we had on from the Middle East and the reports we were covering from the Mideast were fabricated. Well, here it is in the Times of London. Fleeing civilian vehicles hit by Israeli missiles. So they tell them to leave and put out these press releases about how humanitarian they are, and then they blow up the fleeing minivans. It says, with an expression of utmost calm on her blood-masked face, the woman allowed herself to be gently lowered from the minibus into the waiting arms of two Lebanese Red Cross volunteers. The rescue workers had extracted her through the jagged hole in the roof of the crumpled bus created by a missile fired minutes earlier by an Israeli helicopter, an Apache, I would add, that had blasted the vehicle off the road. Left behind in the vehicle, slumped over each other and soaked in blood, were the bodies of three people. The narrow roads that meander through the valleys and undulating chalky hills east of Tyre were a place of terror and death yesterday as Israeli helicopters attacked civilian vehicles fleeing Israelis' 11-day onslaught in southern Lebanon. Again, this came out a few days ago. It's really 14 days now, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Ahmed Maru, director of the Jabal Amel Hospital in Tyre, said today is the day of the cars. It has been very bad. By early evening, Jabal Amel Hospital alone had received 41 wounded, most of them serious, according to hospital sources, all thought to be civilians seeking refuge north of the river after heeding Israeli warnings to leave the area. So let's take the numbers. There's two people slumped dead in the truck. One lady gets out alive. It's 40-plus people at one southern hospital alone. I mean, the numbers could be in the hundreds of dead. We don't know. The stricken minibus was hit along a road cut into the side of a steep valley beyond the Sidquin village, where Israeli artillery shells exploded in thick, dirty white plumes of smoke and dust. One man hit in the face, half torn off by a missile, sat in his seat, his yellowing hand hanging out of the window, dead. Beside him, covered in the dead man's blood, a woman moved slightly back and forth. "Can you stand?" asked a Red Cross volunteer. The woman mumbled an incoherent response. A few yards away, some of the survivors lay on the ground, moaning and crying. Red Cross medics said that 19 people had been in the vehicle. Again, I said 15. I'd read this earlier. I'm sorry. It was 19. All of them from Tyre, a small village 7 miles to the southeast. And it goes on. I have other reports of the dead splattered children all over the other roads. I literally have a stack of 7 articles similar to this in separate areas of southern Lebanon from the mainstream news. I don't have time to read them. I'm not going to. We're posting them on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. We're beating our brains out as hard as we can to bring you all of this coverage and news. So this is the type of information I have in front of me. From Op-Ed News, UK government sources confirm war with Iran is on. UK government sources confirm that war with Iran is on. In the last few days, I learned from a credible and informed source that a former senior Labour government minister who continues to be well connected to the British military and security officials confirms that Britain and the United States will, quote, go to war with Iran before the end of the year. And that's what we're getting from all of our sources as well. And it goes on to say that all of the military escalations we've seen in the Middle East right now, U.S. Special Forces and British Special Forces have been in areas of Iran for over a year. That was almost a year ago in the Seymour Hersh, Cy Hersh report in the New Yorker. And Cy Hersh has always been very accurate and credible. In fact, it's a lot of people are reporting it's worse than what Cy Hersh is saying. So all of this is happening. They promised to go to war with Iran and Syria, and they've escalated it. They'll send Israeli soldiers in across the border under orders. They get captured. Thousands of Palestinians and Lebanese have been captured, and there's all this hysteria and hype, and the massive bombardment begins. The Lebanese respond with Katyusha rockets, and Israel rolls in with their military, bombing right up to the border with Syria. And I have another report here where Syria is saying that if Israel goes any deeper and continues their invasion, that they may be forced to attack Israel or to join the Lebanese. Meanwhile, the Israelis tell Haaretz that we're not stopping now. This is out of the Associated Press. Heavy fighting continues deeper into Lebanon. Israeli ground forces push deeper into the country in heavy fighting with Hezbollah guerrillas on Monday. And Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice made a surprise visit to Lebanon to launch diplomatic efforts aimed at ending the 13 days of warfare. That's total propaganda. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Lebanon I'll happily sell you. Trying to find it here. Where's my report on... I've got a report here. Here it is. This is out of French news agency. Syria will enter conflict if Israel invades Lebanon. This came out today, AFP, up on Infowars.com for you. A Syrian minister warned Israel in an interview published Sunday that a major ground incursion into Lebanon would draw his country into the Middle East conflict. If Israel makes a land entry into Lebanon, they can get to within 20 kilometers of Damascus, Information Minister Moshe Batel told the Spanish newspaper ABC. I don't really know what that statement means. If Israel makes a land entry into Lebanon, they can get to within 20 kilometers of Damascus. What will they do? Stand by with their arms folded? Absolutely not. Without any doubt, Syria will intervene in the conflict. Belal said Syria wanted, above all, a ceasefire as soon as possible, combined with a prisoner exchange, and indicated he was working to do that to that end with Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Martinos, whom he met in recent days in Madrid, Spain. But he added, if, quote, I repeat, if Israelis make a land invasion of Lebanon and get near us, Syria will not stand by with arms folded. It will enter the conflict. Israel has said it wants to push Hezbollah militias 20 kilometers north of its border. Belal criticized the United States, saying that it was unjustified, that the superpower is not working for a rapid ceasefire. He rejected claims by Washington that Damascus had armed Hezbollah, saying that it offered moral support, but added that we did not finance any resistance. And I was on the Jerusalem Post this morning. They had a light rocket-propelled grenade launcher, a light RPG, a tiny RPG on there. It doesn't even show the grenade on the end of the launcher, and they call it a, I've got it in the stack here, a high-powered missile or something. Let me dig and find it here. Literally, folks, it's a joke how many stories I have here in the stack. But you can go look at it. It's on Drudge, too. It's a tiny RPG. They'll probably be calling it a giant moon-sized enemy space alien command moon or something. I mean, they'll probably call it Puff the Magic Dragon tomorrow, or say it's a nuclear bomb. And they're saying, look, Iran, this was Iranian-made. It shows that Iran's behind it. That's basically what the article says. So the war drums are beating big time, and I've got a big British newspaper report here with a terrifying headline that they're claiming that in Bulgaria, European Union security forces caught a British lorry, a British courier, trying to sneak in a bunch of dirty bomb material for Iran. And if that doesn't sound staged, I don't know what is. If Iran wants to make, quote, dirty bombs, they've got all the uranium they could ever want to do it. They don't need to, quote, ship in dirty bomb fissile material, it looks like they're now saying, from X-ray machines. This just sounds like it's staged. But, hey, we've got the White House memo where Bush and Blair say they can stage through a defector who, quote, claims they saw WMDs or get an American plane shot down, painted up like UN, flying low. So we already have their own documents saying they'll try to stage stuff. How many times have they planted WMDs? Oh, mobile weapons trucks for anthrax. Turns out they're British-made, sold to Saddam, a whole bunch of them for pumping up surveillance blimps. Remember that? But I still hear neocons on air going, well, they found WMDs, the anthrax trucks. And they put out books. Oh, books chronicling all the WMDs that were found. I mean, it is just... the moon is made of cheese-level baloney. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm here looking at pictures of children blown up and women blown up with their faces blown off on the road. I don't even know how my staff is supposed to post all this. This is all head spinning. Head spinning is the word.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs. Yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, your calls are coming up early in the next segment. Look at this story out of the Associated Press today. Soldiers in Iraq say they were ordered to kill all adult males. And remember, it was in the Ithaca Journal, big Ithaca paper up in New York, in 2002, when soldiers came back. We're going to write a story about this. And they said, oh, yeah, we go into whole villages, we're ordered to kill men, women, and children. And the Army then responded and said, and Fox News had the military's clarification, the Pentagon said, well, only in certain villages, yeah, if there's insurgents, we go in and kill everyone with ground troops. That was their clarification. So when they go in and they massacre these villages, massacre everybody in a house except one little girl, you know, who's 10 years old and lays under her dead mother with her mother's intestines all over, the neocons get on talk radio and defend all of this. Meanwhile, the soldiers have been ordered to do it. El Paso, four U.S. soldiers accused of murdering suspected insurgents during a raid in Iraq said they were under orders to kill all military-age males. According to sworn statements obtained by the Associated Press, the soldiers first took some of the men into custody because they were using two women and a toddler as human shields. Now, again, that sounds reasonable, but once you start down that road, what happens when our troops get captured? They'll just make something up about them, the enemy will, and do the same thing, and then in court, there's nothing we can do. You see, you can't become the bad guys. They shot three of the men after the women and children were safe and say the men attacked them. The ROE, rule of engagement, was to kill all military-age males on military objective. That's what it says. It's kind of a weird military document. Again, the ROE, rule of engagement, was to kill all military-age males on objective Murray. Staff Sergeant Raymond L. Gerard told investigators, referring to the target by its code name. It goes on, the target, an island on a canal in northern province, was believed to be an Al-Qaeda training camp. The soldiers said officers in their chain of command gave them the order and explained that special forces had tried before to target the island and had come under fire from insurgents. Let me just say something. I've talked to people who've been in Iraq, who I'm personal friends with, who I believe and who I trust. And it is true that some of the Arab fighters really do use children as human shields. And that is the most cowardly thing I have ever heard of in my life. And in some cases, their own children. Now, in some of the other cases, it's not insurgents, though, and it is families, and the families simply run out with their children, knowing that the house is being hit by mortar shells, hit by artillery, and that all they can do is run with their children and hope that the military sees them with their children so they don't all die. That makes sense, but there are cases of insurgents that I personally have documented from people I know where they really do this, and it's the lowest of the low. But again, that doesn't legitimize the war. We shouldn't be over there to begin with. Our government put Saddam in, set the whole stinking thing up, told him to go into Kuwait, told him we backed him up, shut him up, and now we've been waging 15 years of siege against the Iraqi people, and their population's gone down by at least 2 million. Gerard Hunsaker Claggett, why aren't these troops have easy names to pronounce, are also charged with obstruction of justice for allegedly threatening to kill another soldier if he told authorities what happened. See how the criminality grows? They threatened to frag him. In sworn testimonies and statements obtained by the Associated Press, the soldiers and a witness, Sergeant Lionel Lemus, told Army investigators they were ordered to attack an island in northern Salhunden province on May 9th and kill anti-Iraqi fighters with ties to Al-Qaeda. All four soldiers charged are members of the Fort Campbell, Kentucky-based 3rd Battalion, 187th Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division. They have been jailed in Kuwait since their June arrest. The first hearing is on August 1st near Tikrit, Iraq. Michael Waddington, the civilian lawyer for the men, said his clients followed orders and killed the detainees in self-defense after he and Claggett were attacked. They did their job honorably. They did it admirably, said Paul Bergen, the civilian attorney. If they did want to kill these men, they could have been within the rules of engagement, whatever that means. Well, I don't know how these men can be charged with murder. When Bush openly gave the orders to the military to torture people in custody to death, Gonzalez memos. I mean, if you're going to charge these guys, you need to charge Bush and Gonzalez. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls for part of this last 30 minutes we got left in this hour. Then I'm going to get into an incredible report here. Marshals, innocent people placed on watch list to meet quota. Marshals say they must file one surveillance detection report, or SDR, per month. That's what secret police do. You create secret police, they go out and they find terrorists, folks. And if they have to redefine terrorism as throwing bubble gum on the street like it is in certain Asian countries. Because there are countries where if you throw bubble gum on the street, you get beaten and then put in jail for 5 years. I'm not kidding. And then this bizarre report I never covered Friday out of New York Daily News, where Hillary Clinton says that the corporations want to put brain chips in our children. And she wasn't joking. Of course, she's for it. I have past statements of hers. Yes, you've entered the Twilight Zone. Another one here out of the New York Post. Hillary gathers an army for her senatorial run, but it's designed and built to be a presidential run vehicle. So I'm going to get into this. Gas prices hit all-time highs. All-time highs going right up close to $80 a barrel. But in summation, I want to just finish up my statement as succinctly as possible about what's happening in the Middle East right now. Israel, the United States, and England have been caught red-handed. It's been in U.S., Israeli, and British papers, carrying out and staging terror attacks in the Middle East for the last 53 years, multiple times yearly. So how do we believe anything that our governments say about anything they're doing ever concerning the Middle East or anything else for that matter? Right on time, Bush says that he gives Iran an ultimatum on their nuclear program, their peaceful program. They don't totally cave in to losing their sovereignty to the international inspectors and for their peaceful program. And so normal, run-of-the-mill military incursions and captures that go on both sides are suddenly hyped up to full-blown proportions. Israel says they have a right to defend themselves. They start bombarding the length and breadth of Lebanon. The Lebanese intensify their attacks on Israel, firing thousands of Katyusha rockets. The Israelis invade and are now talking about going all the way into northern Lebanon. They're bombing northern Lebanon. The Syrians are foolishly, but they've got to, publicly, they've got to talk tough, or their people would run them out of town on a rail. They're talking, and Syria has been groveling and licking boots to Israel the last 5 years. They say if you keep attacking and keep driving people up into Syria, or you get near our border, we may have to come in on the side of the Lebanese. All of this is an escalation for war. Imagine if the Iranians had special forces troops all over our country, targeting and preparing targets with on-the-ground intelligence for the people in the Air Force who are picking targets, and the folks in the Navy targeting with their cruise missiles and the Air Force. Imagine how you'd like that. Well, U.S. troops are admittedly in Iran for over a year now. We knew that. It had been in the alternative press a year and a half ago. Broke in the New Yorker magazine about a year ago. And they're just taking it. They're rolling over to it. They've been trying to engage in detente. They've been trying to go along. But at a certain level, we don't even know if that's true, because Iran, we know, made deals with the CIA in 79 to bring the Ayatollah Khomeini in. We know our government made deals, the evidence shows, to be involved in the seizing of the embassy. A group within the government to then demonize, for some reason, Jimmy Carter, to then bring in Ronald Reagan and make a deal to release the hostages upon Reagan entering office. And then we know Reagan made a deal to give them tow missiles, weapons, and hundreds of millions of dollars. It's known as Iran-Contra. And then we know in the late 1990s, $45-plus million Senate report put out by Republicans in 99 by Alphonse D'Amato, they admitted that they were trying to sting Bill Clinton, but he was just following orders as a globalist. I'm not defending him either. It's just, the point is, Republicans tried to play politics with that when it was actually old Republican chiefs advising Clinton the entire time, James Baker, Bush Sr., and others. The election of 93 was staged in this country. They made a deal to send $45 million, and that's the part they know about, to the Iranians, who then gave it to Osama bin Laden, the known CIA asset, to attack the Serbs in the southern region of Kosovo and in Pristina. When the Serbs fought back, they were called evil terrorist demons, oppressing the wonderful Muslims, and now southern Serbia is now an Islamic regime controlled by our government. So all is not what it seems. I'm here criticizing Israel for creating fake al-Qaeda groups and carrying out attacks against itself, but we know the Iranians have been knee-deep with our own government. For all we know, Ahmadinejad could have made a deal with the CIA, and all of this could be staged saber-rattling coming up for the election. We don't know. I tend to think it's real. And why do I say that? Because this is black world, black op. This is black as white as black, up as down as up, always flipping sides, always stabbing different people in the back. This is total subterfuge. All we know is it's order out of chaos, as Bush slipped up and once said. We're creating order out of chaos, he said. We know the Pentagon documents say they want to stay in Iraq for decades. Cheney said for 100 years, to get the hundreds of billions in weapon sales and no-bid contracts every year, to secure that oil and not let it flow to then jack up prices via artificial scarcity. It fits in with the oil company documents that admit they bought up hundreds of refineries, private refineries, to shut them down so they could reduce production. And we know Dutch Roll Shell a decade ago created the peak oil myth and has funded the fake environmental groups and people out there pushing it. And so this is the road to war, period. Whether it stops at Lebanon or goes into Iran or Syria, this is the orchestration of World War III. And the globalists are sending up trial balloons. They're seeing if the world's going to accept this. They're seeing if we'll buy it. They're seeing if their approval ratings will go up if they do it. And if we do buy into it, it's over. We're going into World War III. The neocons actually call it World War IV in their public policy strategy documents and meetings we've even been at. They had a meeting 2 years ago here in Austin at UT called the New World Order Symposium, a group of three meetings. We had cameras there. We have that video. We'll put that on the web. Put it on the TV show. His former director of the CIA calls it World War IV. And Professor Lino Graglia says we should put all Arabs in the U.S. in camps. Oh, my goodness. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, as a people. Being pushed into a war for no good reason. And you better believe if we go into Iran, the deals have been made to let China go into Taiwan. That's what the globalists do. It's like World War II. They let Stalin grab certain areas. Even work with Hitler. Then a few months later, he's our buddy and we work with him. It was staged from the beginning. They even set up Hitler. And then they started stabbing each other in the backs. That's how these people operate. All right, I've said my piece on it. Dino in Oregon. Go ahead, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for all your work. First of all, this thing going on in Lebanon, have you noticed the video coverage of the missile attacks on Israel are scant at best, and they keep repeating the same old tired video of a rocket hitting a piece of pavement?
Yes. I mean, it's a pathetic, impotent, anemic counterstrike by Hezbollah.
Hezbollah said they didn't fire one rocket. In fact, the last live statement by the leader of Hezbollah, he said he did not fire a rocket. I think the Mossad is in there doing this.
Well, again, if Mossad in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, and we have these posted on Infowars.com, these articles from years ago, if they admit they've staged attacks on themselves in the past, again, you can't believe anything they say, and yes, they stand to gain from all of this, and the whole thing could be staged.
How could you fire 2,200 rockets and only kill 3,700 people? That's the worst I've ever seen. It's obvious that their government's doing it. Israeli government is firing rockets to provoke whatever they want to provoke.
Well, there's no way for one person to be aware of all the coverage. I did not see the leader of Hezbollah saying they haven't fired rockets. Where did you see this?
This was on CNN.
Wow. Well, we'll have to find a clip of that.
No, I watch all the media just because I know I got to watch the enemy to make sure.
Oh, I agree. No,
did you see Cheney was in crutches the other day? They let that slip. I saw him in crutches standing behind the prince in the Oval Office, and they clipped it real quick, and they didn't show it again.
And he was in crutches a few months ago. I don't think Lord Vader is in very good shape. I think Lord Vader is in danger.
I believe so. And also, I wanted to talk to you about, did you see the images of the Israeli children signing the rounds that are firing at Lebanon?
Oh, yeah, the big artillery shells. Yeah, we posted that last Thursday.
Thank you for posting that.
I mean, that is really sick. A field trips with the little kids out there all signing the shells.
Of terrorism is attacking civilians at its base root, and Israel is attacking civilians. Even by their own numbers, if Hezbollah is firing the rockets, they are attacking and killing mostly 37, 20 of them were military.
Well, let's be clear here. Israel tells those villages, those five villages, to evacuate, and as they evacuate, helicopters and jets target vehicles with people sitting up on top of them, families, children. You can see it. They fly in with, they've got detailed imagery, they blow them to bits, it's a big joke, and then when they get to the bridges where they're supposed to evacuate, those have been blown. First they blow all the bridges so the people in the south can't escape, so there can be a big massacre, and then they even let slip quotes to stop insurgents from moving. Then they tell people, you better flee, and when they flee, they line up their vehicles on the roads and blow them up like the highway of death.
To tell you also that thanks for the current news, and also I've been telling as many people as I can about 9/11. I stopped a whole restaurant and told them about 9/11, and just real concise, saying 9/11 is an inside job. Look up Loose Change, research Professor Jones at BYU Physics. Buildings cannot collapse like that, and then I leave them with at least enough information. I think people are waking up.
Well, I want you to keep plugging Loose Change, and we carry Loose Change Second Edition on DVD. Everybody should get it, but I would appreciate an occasional plug for Terror Storm. I'm so proud of this film. Nobody's going to know about it unless you guys promote it. Thanks for the call, Dino. Let's talk to Zach in New York. Zach, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I got a question for you. I was wondering, how do you imagine in a true anti-war movement, not like a Cindy Sheehan thing, beginning to coalesce? And I was wondering what kind of COINTELPRO interference and infiltration would have to be dealt with.
Well, anything that's massive and nationwide and uncoordinated, they can't infiltrate with provocateurs or troublemakers. That's why I'm always saying leaderless resistance, small groups, you being a leader in your area. What's happened the last 5 years, so many anti-New World Order groups have popped up, so many truth groups have popped up, so many patriot groups, that now the globalists have totally lost control. We're not seeing, even myself, a lot of provocateurs and government minions. Also, we've won the hearts and minds of many government agents now, and so the globalists are having, and their own statements admit this, are having trouble recruiting and getting people to come out and do illegal things. Most little federal minions that try to set people up in a sick way have convinced themselves that they're on the good guy's side. So we've now got the moral authority, and even their minions are now waking up, sir.
My one other comment was, I was wondering when the Terror Storm DVDs will have shipped, because...
you know what? We still haven't even gotten it off to the manufacturer yet. We have had... We've been busy doing 10 other jobs while we're trying to do this, and upteen problems with the menus, and then trying to write articles, and trying to do other things, and make, all the extras, all of it. That's why we said, get the DVD that doesn't have the extras now, and then get the DVD that has over an hour of extras when it comes out.
I'm talking about the one you signed, so I'll be waiting patiently. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And we normally ship within 2 days UPS. About 3 or 4 years ago, we normally ship in about a week, and then you got it in another week, so it might take 2 weeks to get a package. Up until before our 9/11 neocon agenda symposium, we had gotten to where we were shipping Monday through Friday the day after we got the order, or the day of. On average, I'd say the day after. Okay. Because of the 9/11 neocon agenda symposium, I'm going to be honest, we got a week and a half behind. We didn't even ship stuff for about a week and a half. It piled up. We are now only about 4 days behind, and within another 3 days or so, we should be up to the date, back to shipping within a day of getting your order. So all your orders that come in now will ship out within 4 or 5 days. Any orders that came in, a couple weeks ago, those have now been shipped. It's just, we're overwhelmed. See, I don't have the money to have the staff I need. And then we're doing a job that is so big that I then get caught in a catch-22 of paying people super overtime that then could hire more employees with that money, but then I don't have time to, hire the employees or then train them. Or even, it's just insane. We need your support now more than ever. I've never gotten on air and really asked for donations, and I don't ask for them. But I work hard. You hear me on the radio at 3 a.m. in your area on local stations. You hear me on national shows at 5 a.m. You hear me on Jeff Rentz's show at 10 o'clock at night. You hear me. People call the office sometimes here at 11 o'clock at night, and I answer the phone. I'm working all the time because I know that we're having an effect, and I know how desperate things have gotten. But if you want to support us, go to InfoWars.com and order 5 copies of the Emergency Release Terror Storm. That's how you donate. Don't just get one copy. You order Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Loose Change, Second Edition. That's how you support us. That way you know your purchase goes towards the fight, because you get a material, you get a book, a video, a film, a documentary that you can go out and have an effect with, and then make copies off of those. Make copies, get them out to people. It's so important. In fact, I'll just put the plug in now. Loose Change Second Edition, we have it. It's wonderful. It's excellent. And when they come out with their final edition, Loose Change Second Edition won't be available anymore. Why not, have a high-quality DVD instead of watching cruddy stuff on the web? Or watch high bandwidth quality by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Loose Change Second Edition, Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, all 15 of my films, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post up there. my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report. We've now got over, 12 hours of symposium posted on PrisonPlanet.tv from the 9/11 symposium 3 weeks ago. My weekly TV reports, video reports in studio with radio interviews we do. It's a great deal, over 1,000 pieces of media, and we're increasing what we put on there. We're increasing the amount of video and audio and text and for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's also how you support us. Or call toll-free to get the films. 1-888-253-3139. And we have gotten almost caught back up on shipping. I think we're up to like the 20th now. We've shipped out stuff that came in by the 20th. And in the next few days, I'm told by my shipper, got one guy in here who does it all, that we will be up to, as we get the orders, they get out to you. So that's good news. So sorry to those that ordered, a week and a half ago and haven't gotten it yet. It is in the mail. So again, please go to InfoWars.com. Please go to InfoWars.com, the online secure video shopping cart and bookstore, and order as much stuff as you can. It's the best videos and books I found out there by other authors, and all of my stuff, T-shirts, bumper stickers. It's all about the fight against the New World Order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We'll come back and take more calls from Bradley, Tim, Wilson, and others.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, welcome back. Let's go to Bradley in Tennessee. Bradley, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to shed a little philosophic light on the human condition today for the listeners, and hopefully it'll make sense. Whenever you look at the human condition from a higher perspective, in my opinion, you know, you can kind of realize and see that these kingmakers and, you know, the wicked in the world, they exist for a reason. They exist to cause humanity to grow. They exist to help us flex our muscles and fulfill our potential that we were created with. And I'd like to say to them that they need to come to the light. They need to change their ways. And I'd also like to say that those who persist in their ways, that what they're doing is they are being our dumbbell that we exercise with. They're being humanity's dumbbell.
Well, what it is they're greedy. They are temporal. They are only focused on themselves. They are controlling. They are hateful. And that's why throughout history, it is almost always the case, 99% of the time, that you have evil, wicked, intelligent, abusive, sadistic controllers that are in power. Because good people, number one, don't have the taste for power. Number two, aren't willing to do the things it takes to maintain power. And number three, have a moral compass. And so, with our own conscience, couldn't live with ourselves doing those bad things. And the globalists make fun of us and laugh at us publicly about how weak-minded we are. No, we're not weak because we don't get off on killing kids. We're not weak because we're not willing to put AIDS virus in millions of vaccine ampules. We're not weak because we, you know, just go, ah, so what if there's AIDS in this drug? Give it to all the kids. No, we're not weak. You are cancers. You are malfunctioning trash. You are the scourge of humanity, holding back our unbelievable potential. So I see your view that in a way they actually empower our potential, and I think to a certain extent they do, but overall, I think especially once evil blooms and blossoms and spreads to this level, that it actually holds back our potential.
Absolutely. We have to resist it. We have to resist it with everything that we have, and that is what causes us to grow. But the second that we relinquish, the second that we, you know, we put down our will to resist, you know, they rise up very quickly.
I agree. They're encouraged by that. Thanks for the call. And elaborating on what he just said, think of McDonald's. Think of not purifying your water. Think of not eating organic food as letting the enemy shoot arrows into you. When you sit down and you mindlessly watch 4 or 5 hours of TV, think of that as an enemy device literally attacking your psyche and your future and your life. You're not on the green belt. You're not hiking around the mountains. You're not in the swimming pool with your children. You're not spending time with your grandmother, you know, who's dying of bed sores right now, 100 miles away in a nursing home you never visit. You are literally being zombified, being mesmerized. You're not living your life. You're allowing yourself to be enslaved, to be poisoned. I'm not saying you can't go to a movie or go to a concert occasionally, but your entire life isn't about laying supine on your back watching television or just guzzling beer. I mean, we're all under this attack of all these drugs, the legal stuff, the, you know, the coffee and the beer and the food and the, you know, literally they're killing us with kindness. They're killing us with domestication. We're like a bunch of big, fat, stupid pigs at a huge trough just gobbling and enjoying ourselves. But really it's laced with a time-activated poison. And the globalists know that we're so mesmerized by their false media reality they project that they can write best-selling books where they talk about how we're slaves and how they're going to kill us and how they're going to bring in their world government. I mean, it's just hidden in plain view. They can officially sign the American Union and be telling Texas business owners they're now under the American Union. Did you know that's now official? I have the documents. So, I mean, it's just incredible. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.